from Sports Central. The SEN News Hour continues. For Walters, got a problem on site? Just ask Walters. And Ivanhoe Cycles will help find the right bike for you, guaranteed.
Time to check in now with our sports digital media guru, Sean Callanan, at SportsGeek HQ, just about everywhere and every platform on the globe. G'day, Sean.
G'day, Huff. How are you doing?
Going very, very well, thank you. Why aren't you here with me?
I have to get back and do a few things after this, so I couldn't get out to the Hassle Golf, but I did bring some golf Twitter news for you. So,
right.
Bubba Watson, who you might know is on Twitter and very active on Twitter, at Bubba Watson, actually did a really nice thing during the week. A fan tweeted that they were really happy that their dad had got him a Masters flag signed by Bubba Watson.
Yep.
And Bubba Watson, very nice of him, but Bubba Watson replied, "Sorry, buddy, I don't sign the middle. That's a fake." Which is pretty disappointing for the fan that thought, oh, you know, I've got a great piece of memorabilia. But Bubba Watson has replied to him, said, "Don't worry, buddy, I'll send you a new one. Happy birthday." So real good wave to show, you know, how athletes can connect with fans. You know, Bubba Watson's probably got a few strikes against his name, but that one's a credit in the books for him.
That's a massive win, that is. That's the power of Twitter right there for the fan. A, to spot the fake, and then B, to get the legit item.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Well done, Bubba man. Well done, Bubba.
But the thing from last night, Twitter... we've spoken about it, but it definitely went gangbusters around the whole AFL tribunal and coverage of the Judd.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was really good, and the thing that I thought was really good and a really great initiative of the AFL, and they have been doing it for a few weeks, is they've actually got a Twitter account, AFL Tribunal.
Yes.
Which was pretty much covering it blow by blow. It's effectively like the court reporter in Law and Order,
yeah,
punching out tweets every time there was a bit of commentary, bit of backwards and forwards, and it gave the fans completely new insight into what actually happens in the tribunal. You know, I've never been in an AFL tribunal as a spectator. I don't know, how many times did you go up to the tribunal?
I was only once as a defendant. I was only in there once, and it was still intimidating as the bloke had got whacked.
Yes, and the thing is, you know, for most of them, they would be pretty much, you know, like sitting in a courtroom in an episode of Law and Order. But the backwards and forwards, and because there was so much interest, and I thought what the AFL did quite well, and the AFL Tribunal account did quite well, was actually responding to fans as well, because there was people just clamoring for information.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's only so much information coming out of the tribunal. It was good to hear all the statements from Judd, and then following up on the Zeebel case as well. But the account itself gained 3,000 followers in the 3 hours of the tribunal.
Did it really?
So it just shows the viral nature of Twitter and how eager people are to share that content. And it also shows a way that, you know, the AFL can connect and engage with fans. It's, you know, it's much better to have it on a single opt-in account. So if you want to get the tribunal updates, you can.
Yep.
But if you don't, you don't have to go and, have the AFL feed particularly have lots and lots of updates. So. Well,
it is very convenient, and the AFL Tribunal feed last night was great, and I agree with you. It gave a terrific insight into what was going on, the discussion that was going on and taking place in the Tribunal last night. It's also pretty easy to vent your frustrations, as we've learnt throughout the last couple of years on Twitter. It's easy to just grab your phone or your iPad and just say what you think or type what you think, and there might be a few boys feeling the pain after that, after the last night's Tribunal in regards to Jack Zeebel.
Yeah, I think Drew Petrie, if he had his time again, probably would have been best to put the iPad away. A few of his tweets probably went over the edge, and I think then also, you know, a few of the players actually retweeted that. Now, if you take those tweets in complete isolation, you think, oh, they're pretty bad. But then when you listen to Jonathan Brown this morning, he pretty much said a lot of the same things that a lot of the boys were saying in the tweets. So, you know, there has to be a little bit of common sense prevail. I think if you go down the path of swearing and having a fair crack at the tribunal, you've got to be very careful. But other than that, most of those tweets were okay.
Most of them were okay. Some of them were not. To check out sportsgeekhq.com for the latest from the world of sports digitally, and follow him at sportsgeekhq if you want to follow Sean on Twitter. Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time today.
No worries, Huff.
Sean Callanan, one of our stars, a digital sports media guru. Every